innercitygeeks.net.
Welcome to the Inner City East Podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 214.
Are you second guessing yourself?
I did. I always second guess myself sometimes.
It's that kind of week, man.
Yeah, it's been a weird fucking week.
And,
joining me this week, of course, as you can hear, we have Alex.
Hi.
And we got Renee.
Hey, what's going on, people?
Yeah. So it's like we were just saying, it's been a weird fucking week, yo. Like it's fucking, everything's going crazy. Yeah. Everything's somewhat going back to normal, then not going back to normal and going back to the same shit all over again. So yeah, that's the shit that's happening. So what's good, dude? How you been, Alex?
Not bad. So this was the work week or whatever, because as I mentioned before, that one week would be, we're still on a skeleton crew.
Sweet.
So yeah, so it's just one week I'm on call and then the following week I come in. Mm-hmm. So this was the week that I came in, and surprisingly enough, it was a much better work week than it has been, you know, the past few weeks. My boss has gotten a little bit better.
Okay, that's good.
But still not, you know, still like little, you know, little annoyances here and there. But, you know, it was a lot easier to work with this week. The only issue that I had was today, that since, you know, the whole, what is it, tropical storm that was passing around or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I had to go for two mail runs today. I had to go drop off stuff to FedEx and the post office. Mm-hmm. The first run, it wasn't too bad. It was raining. I had an umbrella. I only got like my side of my arm kind of wet or whatever. It wasn't too bad. Then near the end of the day, right after I got hit with like more stuff to take to the post office and to FedEx, right? That's when, for whatever reason, the rain started to get like Puerto Rico heavy.
Nice.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Like out of nowhere, it rains light and then, you know,
mm-hmm.
So with this little ricky dink fucking umbrella,
Florida's the same way.
Yeah. So with this little ricky dink fucking umbrella that I have or whatever, right? Like, you know, only by the trip going and coming back, only this, like, it was from mid chest to my right side was dry, and everything else was fucking soaked.
That's why you gotta invest in a big ass umbrella, dude. You can't just go around.
No, but I don't use umbrellas. I was just using the one that's that the coworker left, you know?
But
like,
you should, though, because those are helpful, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't want to get wet, you need one of those.
Listen, you know me fairly well. You know me for a long time, and you know I don't like umbrellas, so.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you know, I would rather get wet,
because
it's just water. You know what I mean? Like, once you go home, you can kind of dry off, whatever the fuck. All right.
Yeah, technically, yeah,
but
it is just water, but
I didn't say no. I didn't know it was going to be that heavy. Like, you know, like that, you know what I mean? The second trip. So
because the news doesn't tell you that it's going to rain that much. It doesn't say anything like that at all.
No, but there was the warning.
It's not there's a thunderstorm coming or like a tropical storm coming. There's none of that happening. Nobody said anything about that.
Yes, they did. Because I mean,
I know, I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know. I was gonna say fucking even Alexa kept fucking, you know, like, you know, since I got the, what is it, Amazon Echo, whatever the fuck it is in the room, that they always flashing fucking yellow for notifications. Uh-huh. So I was like, Alexa, what's my notifications? You know, this severe fucking, you know, flood warnings or whatever the hell. And I was like, it's New York. It's not too bad. Right. And I was like, well, I guess Alexa was right. Fuck that cunt. I can't
fucking train anymore either. You're all fucking stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. No. But I did my job. Everything was pretty much set. The only thing is, by the time I got home, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
Walking around sounding like my feet sound like a duck.
Oh, that's fun. That's always the best.
Yeah. So then, like, you know, once I got home or whatever, it was just I washed a day away and I was fine. But when I came home, I just had like a situation where I was just like, fucking really? So, and I was telling you about this before we started recording. My brother and his girlfriend, I'm sorry, let me phrase that. My biological brother and his girlfriend, right? Mm-hmm. They came over like a few weeks ago. And when I was talking, I was telling them that there's something that I wanted to get from Walmart because they both work at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I told them that they did a re-release of the real Ghostbusters action figures. And the only one I want is Egon because it's my favorite Ghostbuster.
Of course.
So my brother's girlfriend took the initiative or whatever to look to see if she could find it. And she bought it for me.
Nice.
Right. Of course, like, you know, I was grateful, but I didn't ask, like, you know, I wasn't asking for it. So, of course, I sent the money right away.
Of course.
And then the other thing was that she was sending it to her place and then she was going to forward it to me. So I, you know, after she did that and sent it to me, I gave the money as well, because like I said, it's just I'm not going to inconvenience somebody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless it's specified that this was a gift. But no, I, you know, I was a big boy. I work for, you know, to get my stuff.
Of course.
Yeah. So, once, you know, like once I got it yesterday and I was happy as hell. I left it on top of the freezer, that's in the dining room. And I left it there after opening it to see what, you know, just to see the figure. I was happy as hell. Mm-hmm. Okay. So today, after the shit day that I had, you know, getting caught in the rain, you know, if you like pina coladas or whatever the fuck. All right. So I come to see that the boarding from the plastic was gone. It's like, who the fuck opened it? So I find out from my mom that she thought that it was recycling because my wife moved it to the where the recycling is, and my mom was breaking down the box. So apparently nobody checks to see if boxes are full, you know.
Of course not. Why would they?
Yeah, because the whole thing is this, because I had the argument with the missus about this, about, like, you know, you don't check things before you throw them out. No, why should I? Really?
Just in case.
Yeah. Because the whole thing was this, was like the box had weight on it. Oh, I didn't feel weight on it, whatever. I was like,
what if it had like a hundred box in there?
Yeah. Dude, whenever like I'll give an example. Whenever I do like shredding in the house, right, with like all old letters or whatever, I always go through the letters and everything like that.
Yeah.
And what I love is sometimes with the solicitation letters, they actually send money in it. So sometimes you put like a dollar or two. So with shredding, I've gotten like a few bucks out of it.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, but yeah, but I always do that because before, and it's happened that when I'm trying to rush with shredding, that mm-hmm. there was money, coins in the letter, and it fucked up one of my old shredders.
Oh, of course.
Right. And because I made the assumption that all these letters were checked. So now I have a tendency of always checking shit.
You just double and triple check until you're sure.
And like I said, the good thing about it is that apparently you get paid for it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. So my wife was, you know, my wife, right, you know, we got into a disagreement, and, you know, she actually got like really verbal, whatever. Why didn't you take it to the room? And I was like, that's not the point. The point is I had it out here because, ooh, honestly, I wanted to kind of show it off and during the podcast or whatever. I was so happy that we got it.
She does kind of have a point, though. Like, if you don't want it to fucking disappear, you take it where you want to take it, where it should be, and then when you bring it out when you need it.
Okay, that I get. But the whole thing is, like, I had it, like, on top of somewhere, whatever, where you just kind of, like, something's there, you know, ask me if anything.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, I guess it's just we all think different ways.
Yeah, we do. It'd be weird if we all thought the exact same way, because then that'd just be...
Yes, because we could be the collective.
Yeah, exactly. Can't all be collective sometimes.
Yeah, we are Venom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly.
But yeah, but I mean, So she's still upset with me because I was just telling her, like, you know, like, what if I did that with, like, with your jewelry packages that come in? Because she does sometimes orders, like, jewelry from online. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what if I didn't do that? Because every time when she orders things or whatever, like, whenever, you know, throwing out stuff, I always check to make sure just in case. It was like, oh, do you need this receipt or do you need this? Like, I try to make sure.
Right. You do the proper thing, which is to ask about what it could be.
Yeah, because like I said, it's always that just in case. Like, I don't know if you really need it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I rather just be thorough and make sure.
Because
the other reason why I'm also like that, like, you know, like the way that I am is that I had a coworker that was let go because of slight carelessness as such. Mm-hmm. So even more so now that I have that whole thing of I try to double check shit just in case. And Steve is rocking the pussy right now. For the audio podcast, so you can understand, Steve, for a second during the conference call or whatever you want to call this, right, the recording, he just held up his pet. So
it climbed up on here on the table, and it was trying to climb into my.
Yeah, I can't stop her from doing that, dude. Yeah. It's hilarious. Steve stole my cats.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Steve is such like a big giant teddy bear kind of way. So, like, you know, for whatever reason, it's like, listen, I remember children gravitate towards him, and luckily he's not, you know, Jared from Subway or anything like that. So we're good. But you know, but Steve has like this Steve has like this jovial vibe, like very easygoing and like lovable, that, you know, things gravitate towards him.
Yeah.
So like even, you know, animals too.
Yeah, and they do.
So yeah, so you know, and it just makes me laugh that every time it's just like Steve is just the kindness whisperer.
Yeah, you
know, like, it's weird because we're like, I know you guys are joking around that I was kind of like, we were kind of like the odd couple, but in a way it's true because me and Steve react to stuff really differently. Like, I'm really loud and the cats like don't like that, so it's really funny when I like I'm playing a game or something and I freak out, or I'm even watching a movie or something, I'm like, oh shit, and the cats freak out on me because they think I'm like screaming at
them. I don't know why, but I'm just thinking now you're watching like a movie and you're like, oh shit, and the cat just runs and he's like hit the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgot what I was watching the other day. And like, yeah, I was like, oh wow, and then like they just ran out of here, like I fucking hit him or something. I'm like, black.
We don't need this noise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but so that right there, whatever, it's just after like just a long work week or whatever, and then that kind of like that was just the icing on the shit cake, man. But I'm just saying, you know what though? I'm still good and I have the figure, and now if anything, whatever, I can just play with it now, whatever.
You're gonna be Brian and play with it as you record.
Yeah, I can pull a Brian or whatever, like how Brian was playing with Deadpool for like a pass.
Or like every other episode that he's on, that's what he'll be doing. While he's not talking, he's playing with his toys.
So, yeah. I guess you could even phrase it wrong or whatever. It's like, don't worry, I'm going to just play with myself.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah, and then I don't know where this is like.
As long as you don't see it.
That's when it becomes like, you know, from audio inappropriateness to visual.
Right. Yeah. As like I said, as long as we don't see it, I don't give a fuck. But
oh, you're making this seem so much worse. Now I can see this. What is the stenographer just saying? Like, can you go back, you know, to the statements of the court? What was said by Mr. Salva? Oh, well, he said.
I said nothing.
You have no proof. It was like, yes, you do. This motherfucker was typing on his little mini fucking typewriter. Just typing up the stenographer shorthand. And he was like, I think he says something about touching oneself or whatever. No, no, that's not what I said.
No, that's not what I said at all.
Now I did. But yeah, then other than that or whatever, dude, it's just I've been, you know, watching. I'm trying to catch up on AEW a little bit because I've been watching more NXT.
Okay.
So I got to watch Fighter Fest, and that was a pretty cool event.
It's pretty cool. I like how they did it into separate weeks.
Yeah. And then what is it, next week or whatever, they're going to have another big one? And
yeah. It's Fight for the Fallen.
I'm looking forward to that match between Moxley and Brian Cage.
It's about time that they have one, because, of course, Moxley hasn't been around for a while, so it's pretty cool to have him back.
Dude, that Taz promo went hard on WWE.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what's going on over there.
Rightly so, man. Rightly so.
Okay, yeah, so
Taz is a
right
beast,
now,
considering yeah, how the but, WWE no, but treated Taz, him back in the day too, on top of everything going on now, he's got a right to be fucking pissed.
Yeah. Also, so this is what happened. So apparently, during his promo, he kind of made a like, you know,
shade.
He made like a slight comment saying, "Yeah, yeah," but it was just like, you know, unlike this company or whatever, we don't run a sloppy shop, because they just came out recently that a few of the workers or whatever have been tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I found it funny how when he said that, right, it was just like, oh.
Yeah.
My goodness. Those are like snarky fighting words.
But the funny shit about that is that the reason he said that was because Moxley's wife worked for the WWE as well.
And she was one of the people that. Right. And apparently, from what she posted on, I think it was on Twitter or on Instagram, that this mm-hmm. she got it again. So not once, but twice.
Yeah. That's sad.
So yeah, so I was just like, you know, this imaginary thing apparently is real.
Yeah, yeah. It's not something that just easily disappears. Especially if you're dealing with a bunch of dumb thumbs that know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like most of the people that watch wrestling, no offense, but I'm pretty sure that a lot of them don't believe this shit is real.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. That would not surprise me at all.
Yeah, but
like, especially being out here in Florida and knowing the amount of dumbness that's out here. Yeah.
Dude, didn't you get the whole spike of like, what was it, over 9,000 cases in the span of a weekend or something like that? I don't remember exactly what it is.
I'm not shocked. I mean, I don't really remember what I said.
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, but
I don't remember what I said about the hotel, but that's not surprising. And people still don't believe it. They're like, oh, those numbers are made up. I saw somebody that we know, a mutual friend of ours, on Facebook talking about, oh, it's fake. And I'm like, dude, you just broke my heart, dude. I thought you weren't a fucking idiot.
Listen, man. I've had friends that had it. I've had, you know, people close to me that had it. You know what I mean? So I know it's real.
Mm-hmm.
I had friends that lost people because of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like this, you know, like even though I'm not like, you know, it may not be as big as it is, it's still big. Like, you know, you can take it lightly, whatever, that's fine. But give the courtesy and respect to others, like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, but
that's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, and the other thing that I've been doing since, you know, I want to get off this tangent, right, that I've been watching these random, like, haunting videos or whatever the hell, because Jennifer's been on this fix on that shit.
Okay.
And most of these videos, I'm sorry, like, you know, I'm not going to say that they're boring, but they're not my cup of tea. And, okay. You know, and the thing is this. She's watching it and she's like kind of like freaking out. Ooh, ah, right. And I'm just like, are you serious? Right. There was even like one or two times that she's, you know, she screamed like, ooh. And I'm just like,
yeah,
I think I'm gonna take a nap.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
See, that's where you and I are pretty much similar in the fact that like we're very skeptical about those things. And like, I don't believe in that shit at all.
No, I'm not saying like, you know, like it's fake or whatever, but it's just like I think like no,
I'm saying that for me, it's all like a person's imagination that's just running wild.
Which that may be the case or whatever, and that's true. But what I'm saying is this is like when they do the reenactments or whatever, like, you know, some kind of like, you know, something moving. And like, you know, like, oh my God.
Yeah, those
are like, are you seriously freaking out for that? Or like when they show like the image of what's supposed to be a ghost, right? And it's just like it's just an ugly person in white makeup, right? With like bad contacts, and you know, just like, oh my God! And I'm just giving that look again, like, are you serious? Like,
why? Why are you reacting this way to this thing? Yeah, I feel you.
I was like, listen, I've seen so much shit on the internet or whatever the hell that, right? I'm just like, I've seen much scarier stuff, whatever the hell. Mm-hmm. I see much more violent stuff that fucked me more than this scary shit, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, so that was me.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm glad you had an eventful week in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. Flying.
Yeah, exactly. So Renee, what's good, dude?
Not much apparently. I was trying to figure out what to talk about, like in nerd stuff, but I got the Switch on Monday. Nice. And I love that thing.
Right?
It's a great system. I love it. I think it's a little overpriced.
I paid
like regular price too. I didn't pay scalper prices because they're really expensive now. But yeah. I got it on GameStop. I have this notification on my Google thing for certain products now, and I had one for the Switch and one for a gun that I'm looking for. And
it's kind of funny. Wouldn't that be more of a Walmart thing?
My priorities, but wait, what?
No, the gun. I was like, isn't that more of a Walmart thing?
Whatever we're into, we're really into. And there's just two specific guns that I'm looking for. And they had them here.
Are you talking about for gaming or just for collection?
No, both. Like shooting, collecting, whatever. Like, I mean, after Chicago, man, I'm strapped. I'm not, God, I don't go anywhere. Like, I don't live anywhere without a gun now after Chicago. But here in Florida, you can get a gun as long as you have like a clean background or whatever. And I do. Actually, we all do. So I've been looking for a specific gun. And when I was broke, I couldn't get it. And then now that I have money, I can't get it because it's fucking sold out everywhere. I went to like 3, maybe 4 gun shops last week and they were sold out completely. So I'm just going to wait a little bit longer and then go check again. But the Switch, I got it for a little under $500 from GameStop with 3 games and the Pro Controller.
That's actually good.
Yeah, so really, it evens out.
That's really good, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't like I paid extra for it, so I jumped on it. And I got Zelda.
Yeah, because
I got Zelda, Animal Crossing, and Minecraft, but I don't really play Minecraft, so if anybody wants the code, I'll give it to them. And even Animal Crossing, I don't know if you're gonna catch it. But it's Zelda's awesome. Well, Zelda's one of the best games I've played, period. Really, really good. It's huge. They made a better Grand Theft Auto game than the last Grand Theft Auto. Like it's open world in the truest sense of the word, and it's just such an amazing fucking game. The system's really nice. It's great. I can't believe how lightweight it is. Like it's super. Like my phone weighs more than the Switch. Right.
What did you get? The Switch Lite, or did you get
the full size one?
Okay, because I was gonna say, like, you know, the only good thing about like this, like the regular Switch is that you can connect, you know, you can put it to the port and it'll play on the regular TV versus getting the Lite that it's only handheld.
I mean, I might get a Lite if I get a job where I can actually use it or whatever, but like for now, I don't need it. And I wanted something that I could plug into the TV. So, plus I'm a little blind because I'm old, so I can't really play on a little screen like the Lite anymore. So far though, like I have no complaints on it though. Like it's a really good system. It's just the best Nintendo thing ever. And I take back a lot of the shit that I talked about it when it first came out. I'm just finally Nintendo like basically took everything from every other console maker and except for the online stuff, like they perfected everything and they made a really, really good system. I don't think any other gaming company should even attempt a handheld system after this, because that's just, it's perfect. It's a great system, man. What else? I watched a couple episodes of Ju-on on Netflix, The Grudge. It's really good. They're really short. I'm almost done with it. It's 4 episodes. It's cool. It's fucking disturbing. I think they should put a trigger warning in front of every episode, because every episode has something that's really, really, really fucked up. So, if you're going to check it out, please. Because, I mean, I got fucking disturbed at one point. I had to, like, stop and, like, start it over.
Maybe I should do that and go to my wife, like, you see, this is scary.
Yeah, it's not even scary. It's just fucked up. It's not. The Grudge movies themselves are more scarier, or maybe I haven't seen the really scary parts yet, but, like, it's more about the curse, or, like, what ended up being the curse in the house. Like, the house had a lot of bad history before what we see in the movies, and the show is, like, it's the prequel. The show explains what happens. It's, like, half-hour episodes. It's cool. It's definitely something to watch for horror fans, but, like I said, it's a really fucked up show, so prepare yourself. So it's not something you normally see even in American horror. Like, I was like, wow. And then I remember it's Japanese. So, like, it's always going to be, like, pushing limits that nobody here would even think about pushing. What else? I think that's about it, man, because all I've been doing is playing video games. I started watching Warrior Nun on Steve's recommendation, and it's a really good show. It's really good. I got 3 episodes in. Yeah, I remember the comic book. The comic book was a little bit different, but the characters were pretty much the same. I know the sister with the shotgun is in the comic book for a lot. And there's more stuff that they don't go into in the show, and I get it. I understand why they don't. It's a good show. I dig it. I kind of hope they do have a second season, because it's good so far.
Yeah.
Out of the 3 episodes I saw, there wasn't anything, like, too bad or stupid. So I think it's pretty good.
From what I saw, there wasn't anything stupid in it, at least to my knowledge. It
was anything
stupid. I think it was all pretty much on point. Like, it was all pretty, like, entertaining shit.
Yeah, what I've been doing is, like, I'll play. The Switch is so fucking cool, because you can, like, have it on your desk and, like, play the tablet and then, like, have the controller. So that's what I was doing. Like, I was playing with the thing here in front of me, and then I was watching TV, and then I had to, like, stop playing and watch the show because it, like, really got my attention. I think that's about it. I picked up a bunch of comic books because I've been, like, just going through stuff randomly. I'll talk about that later. It's just older X-Men stuff that I missed out on. Apparently, the House of X stuff is really good.
Yeah, hell yeah. That shit is awesome.
2017 stuff is really good, too, and I just haven't gotten around to reading it. So I finally picked that up for the Kindle, and that's about it, man. All I've been doing is playing video games and staying home.
Nice. That's awesome, man.
Oh, what I wanted to tell you, Renee, was that the good thing about also for the Switch, that they always have a lot of deals for, like, the lot of indie games and stuff like that. So you can always keep an eye out, and, you know, you can find something, you know, like something, you know, like, let's say if you get like, oh, I want to get away from Zelda, whatever. But, you know, they always have deals on shit. So that's another good thing about it.
There's a couple of indie games that are on there that are on Steam too. But, like, they're way cheaper on the Switch. It's really a weird dynamic. But I'd rather play something on a console than on Steam. I mean, I have Steam too, but it's just a pain in the ass to play on a laptop right now. So, there's like 3 or 4 indie games. I'm blanking on their names that I want to pick up, but I'm gonna wait a while because, you know, I have every console now. Like, so, like, yeah, I have more than enough to play. So, like, I'm gonna, the only game I think I might pick up next, and I'm gonna wait till it's like $40 at least, is Last of Us Part 2. But other than that, I don't think I'm gonna play anything else, because between Zelda and all the other shit I got playing, like, I don't really need another game right now.
Oh, I don't know if you're into Mario like that or whatever, but Mario Odyssey is a really fun game. So, if you, you know, like, yeah, and Steve got to try it in the house, and he also got to try Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. So,
yeah, the thing about my only complaint about this is that the games are full price, and I'm like, if this is supposed to be a system more designed for everybody and for kids and stuff, the game should be a lot cheaper. Because the Mario games, I think they were $40 this week, but they're like what, $60, $70 normally, $60. That's my one complaint.
Normal between 50 and 60.
Yeah, I think video games are starting. Yeah, and they said this week that the PS5 games are going to be $70, and Microsoft hasn't really said anything yet. I think games, especially this year when no one's working, I think it's a little fucked up to, like, be charging
full price. Fuck you.
Full price for everything right now. I think it's fucked up. Like, I mean, yeah.
Dude, I think like the perfect pricing for games, like, you know, it's even free. Though like a lot of games really, yeah, imagine that's how it works. No, but I'm saying if they're gonna charge it on average, I always said that like a decent pricing would be like, you know, not pushing no more than 40 something.
$40. Oh, that was the other thing I want to talk about with the Switch before I forget. They have the online service, which is like $20 a month, right? And $20 a year. Which I think is great. I think it's a perfect price point for what they have right now and what they do. What is awesome though is that they have the emulators. Like once you sign up for the service, you can get the Super Nintendo and the Nintendo NES emulator thing. So you can play the Legend of Zelda games, the old school ones, and the Mario games in high def, which I think is worth the price of admission as it is. Like I have them modded, I have them on my Xbox, but it's like so much easier to be able to play this shit like right here and not have to dig out all my other shit and hack something to fucking play it. Like it's awesome. They need to put more games. I heard they're going to put the N64 next, which is going to be great. Some of the best games for Nintendo are on there. I mean, they look like shit, but my dream is for them to put more GameCube games on there. Cause there's a lot of really good GameCube games that they never like remade or re-released. So that's it.
Aw, dude. Since she's about the GameCube, Mario Sunshine.
Yeah,
fucking the original Luigi's Mansion.
Isn't there a collection coming out?
Remember, Resident Evil 4. Resident Evil 4 came out.
That's
what made the system. But of course, they remade it for the other system. So,
They're making a Metroid collection that's like quote unquote coming out this year. I know the rumor is that they're supposed to be making a galaxy, all the Nintendo GameCube Mario games in like a collection. That was the rumor that I saw. Like that came out last month. And the thing is, now that I got the Switch, I'm like all into Nintendo news, but I wasn't before. But I did see that they're going to do a bunch of games. I like the Mario games a lot. It's just like I said, I'm really not trying to spend money until later in the year.
Until you actually.
Dude, the one thing I'm waiting for to see if they do is if they release the Galaxy games, because I never had a chance, because I never picked up a Wii nor Wii U. All right. Because around the time, it was more. I was more into the PlayStation at the time.
I have a Wii U, but just for like Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask when it was on there. I played Sunshine. That was the last Mario platformer that I played. Then I beat that game. Was awesome. Sunshine, the one with the backpack that threw water with the water jet on the GameCube. That one. That was the last one I played. Really good game.
Very yeah. Cool. I used to joke around saying.
Okay.
Is he having testicle difficulties?
I think he did. I think he froze for a second there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like it lagged for.
Okay.
No, like for whatever reason, it lagged for a second.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it lagged for a second for whatever reason. Yeah. So so I don't know if you heard what I said. So it was like, Mario Sunshine to me was Super Mario's Consuela.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I haven't played it. The last time I played Nintendo shit was when I was up there with you. So yeah, it's been a while. as I guess for me, it's been a weird week.
That was fun too.
It's
been a while. Huh?
Wow, I think you are probably way behind.
Yeah, Steve, what you been up to?
Wow. Yeah, you are way behind. It's been chilling, man. I've been relaxing. I got to actually watch the Walter Mercado documentary on the Netflix. And that's really fucking good. It's one of those things that you're just like, aw. It gave me all the fucking feels, man. Like, I got all, it brought back so many memories of, you know, being a child and, you know, seeing him on the TV when, you know, I was, of course, you know, a little runt of a fucker and just watching shit with my parents. And then I'm like, okay, cool. And then, you know, not seeing him for like fucking years. because of course, you know, I moved out here and shit. And he was still on TV when I was still at home with my parents and shit. But yeah, it was fucking cool. It's a really cool documentary to watch. It especially, like, I didn't know a lot about his, you know, his background and stuff. And yeah, it was pretty cool to dive into it and see what he was all about and what he's basically been through pretty much his entire fucking life. And it was an awesome documentary because you actually get to see, like, him actually tell his story. It wasn't somebody else telling his story the entire time. It's just what I really enjoyed. So it was cool. It was a really, really, really fun documentary. So yeah, I definitely suggest you guys go check out Mucho Mucho Amor on Netflix. It's fucking good. And then another thing that I watched that I was very excited to watch. Actually, not very excited, but it's something that that grabbed my attention on the Amazon Primes, and that's Guns Akimbo, that stars Harry Potter. It's fucking good. It's a dope ass movie. It's actually really, really fucking fun. It's kind of like it's a better version of Gamer. If you remember that movie Gamer that came out like a few years ago with Gerard Butler, it's he basically gets brought into a video game because he's a dickbag. He starts talking shit online, and then the game's like, oh yeah, you want to talk all this shit? You want to be big and bad? Come into the game. Let's see how you really are. And it fucks with him the entire time. And he has to figure shit out. He has to be a badass in the game. They fucking bolt guns to his hands, and he can't do shit with his hands because he has guns on them. And it's fucking dope. It's really fucking cool. It's shot really well. It's got a really cool story. And if you're into games and you like, you know, Harry Potter and shit, not necessarily liking Harry Potter would mean anything for this movie because, of course, it has nothing to do with magic and shit. But he's in it, and he's pretty cool. He's actually come a long way from the Harry Potter days to see something totally different from him. Of course, he was in a couple of other things, and one of the things that I remember him was that fucking Swiss Army Man or whatever. That was a pretty dope movie, too. But seeing him do this one, it's like, okay, cool. I could see him doing something totally different and going in a totally different route as far as what he's done in the past. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited to see what he's going to do next. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, I think. Yeah. Yeah, Alex is having issues, so he will be back in a little bit. But, I guess we're just going to go into the mid-song because, of course, you know, last week was kind of a bit of a debacle when it came to the ranker game or the ranking list. So I figured let's skip it this week, and maybe next week we come back and we do it a little bit better next week. So yeah, this week we're going to go into the mid-song early. And the song that I chose this week is from a band that I literally just found out about this morning, like when I was on my way to work. I was like, oh, let me check out this band. This album came out, and I was like, oh, okay. And it's a band called Hollow Front. And they're actually from Michigan. They're a pretty dope-ass band. They're metalcore, so they have like the heavy and the melodic, and it's everything all tied up together in a nice little bow. It's pretty dope. So the song that I'll be playing from Hollow Front is their the title track on their new album. It's called Loose Threads. It's pretty fucking dope. So we'll be right back and enjoy. Yeah. That was Hollowfront. And that was pretty dope. I like that band. Like I just got into them today, and I was like, ooh, I like it. I like it. I like their sound. Yeah. So so make sure you guys go check out Hollowfront. They're pretty cool. They're a semi new band, so it's not that they have a whole bunch of shit out, but in like a new album and shit. So go check them out. So it's time to get into some geek shit. Yay, geek shit. We got actually a lot of news this week, which is kind of cool. We got an official announcement pretty much from Scarlett Johansson or whatever, or you know, the Black Widow crew, basically saying that Scarlett Johansson will be passing the baton to Florence Pugh. I guess that's how you pronounce her name. In Black Widow, basically, she's like, oh yeah, I'm pretty much done as Black Widow. And so she's going to be giving it up, and we're not going to have Scarlett Jo Titties in it anymore. So sad.
Scarlett Jo No Titties now, man.
Fucking, yeah.
That's the one thing about athletics and having kids.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea, man. I gotta watch how I say stuff. I can't remember her name, but the girl who's the actress who's gonna be the next Black Widow, she's in Midsommar.
Florence Pugh.
Yeah, she's in Midsommar. She was in that wrestling movie. She's a really, mm-hmm. really good actress. She can definitely do the athleticism of it. And from everything we've seen, except for fucking Taskmaster, who looks so fucking stupid every time I see him. Other than that, yo, Taskmaster looks like a ski instructor. Yeah, what the fuck? I get it, but what the fuck? It's such a dumb look for him. Meanwhile, Crimson Dynamo looks awesome. Taskmaster looks stupid, but that's just another nerdy Marvel nerd rant for another day.
Of course, that's
great. I can't remember her name. I know it's something. Florence Pugh?
Florence Pugh.
Pugh, yeah. She's really, really good. If you haven't seen Midsommar, I know I've talked about it before, or Fighting With My Family, check them out.
Yeah, she's really good at Fighting With Family.
She's really good. I think it's about time. I like how Scarlett was like gracefully, you know, I'm out.
Yeah.
Exactly. Have you said what they're gonna do with the movie? If it's gonna be on Disney or they're just gonna wait it out? Like
they're gonna wait it out, because from what it looks like, they're gonna be releasing it in like November or something. They haven't said they're gonna just push it because that's gonna be like it's gonna be a huge opener for them, like. Well, we can hope so, at least, because of course, you know, we haven't gotten anywhere like, oh yeah, you know, theaters aren't going to be opening, or supposedly they said they were opening, but then they didn't open, and then, you know, everything got closed back again. So we don't know where it's going to be from here until then, because they pushed it back until like November, I think it was, last time we checked. So it's kind of interesting to see what's going to happen if they're going to put it out in theaters, which we could hope so, because we still haven't even gotten like the Mulan one, because that was supposed to be out in the summer, which the beginning of summer at least, and that got pretty much pushed back too.
So, I don't know, man. I think Hollywood should just put a wrap and a bow on 2020 and just do whatever, but like opening theaters up is a bad idea. Bad ideas opening up Disney World and Universal.
Oh, yeah. But the funny shit is, like, they're actually planning on opening up Disney World, I think, next week or some shit like that.
This weekend.
Yeah, there you
go. Tomorrow.
Yeah. It's crazy. But, yeah, I'm excited to see fucking Black Widow and see, you know, how they pass it on or whatever, so.
No, I agree. I'm excited to see it, but I'm not going to see it. I'm not going to
anywhere. Oh, no, most definitely, yeah.
Like, well,
haven't really done movie theaters in a while either. Like we've gone from time to time to see something, but most of the time we just watch shit on fucking TV at home and shit. Cause
yeah, but I mean, we had a good record though. Like we were going like at least once a month.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because I went to see Invisible Man right before the shit hit the fan, so like I was at least going to movies. Like, I mean, there's a movie theater right down the block from us, so like I was going
literally, like, and it's a good movie theater too.
I saw Invisible Man in theater, and it was literally the last day things were normal, because that was the day I found out about my mom. And a week later, New York started shutting down. So yeah.
Yay. Yeah, but like I do want to go back to a theater, but I want to. There's a lot of shit that I want to do. Of course, we can't do right now because of all this shit. Like I want to go to a concert. I want to see a physical.
Yeah,
concert.
But I don't know, dude. Like I'm older. I've also got a lot of different issues that like you don't have, but like I deal with a lot, and I don't know if I mean the concert thing is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But movie theaters, I can live without. Considering that we're living in Florida, where it's way cheaper to go to the movies than in like New York or even Chicago, where I was before. Ridiculously
cheaper.
Yeah, but actually, Chicago is really cheap. Actually, like that's one thing I miss about the Midwest is that they had really good like prices for movies. Like if you go at the right time, you can go see a movie. Like they had $5 Tuesdays or like $4 Tuesdays. I used to go see movies all the time.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's a good idea for certain things to be pushed that hard. And plus, like, movie theaters, by my point being, I fucking hated going to movie theaters, okay? I hated fucking going to see an R-rated movie and listening to fucking Jose and Bubba fucking talk on their phone or scream at their kid or scream at their girls, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. And, like, we're really into movies. So when I go see a movie, I want my attention to be on that screen. Not on you. Next to me being a pain in the ass. So
I agree.
And then on top of that, I paid to go see that movie. As much, I paid about the same amount as you did to bring your fucking stupid kid to a movie you shouldn't have brought him to. So go fuck yourself. If you can afford a movie ticket and go out, you can afford a babysitter. I'll do it. Right? Just pay me. I'll take care of your kid. But dude, like the movie going experience, we kind of lucked out because a lot of stuff we went to go see just wasn't for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I went to see Invisible Man, there wasn't any kids there. But a lot of times, a lot of stuff that I tried to go see that I wanted to enjoy, I had to fucking deal with kids. I had to go see fucking Endgame at like 5 in the morning just to not have kids in the theater. Like, it was hilarious because I saw it once and I couldn't sit through it because it was like crazy. And then I saw it again like at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. That's awesome, man. Like, yeah. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it and how they're going to push it out. Because, of course, you know, it's going to be, at this point, it's pretty much Marvel's biggest movie of this year because they haven't really done anything else this year.
Like, I don't get why they don't just put it on Disney. Like, it would bring more subscribers start putting, like, premium stuff on Disney. Like, you want to see it, pay 10, 20 bucks.
That's the thing. Like, they want to actually make money in the theater for it. They're like, oh, we made it with like IMAX scenes and all this other shit, and the fact that like nobody's really gonna be able to see it because, of course, you know, nobody wants to go to the fucking theaters.
Yeah.
So like, it's gonna suck because by the time they do release it, it's gonna be like crazy late, and nobody's gonna really give a fuck about it because, of course, you know, we haven't seen any commercial for it in a while because it's not been happening. Nothing's been going on. And they keep pushing it back, and they keep pushing it back and back and back and back. And they're getting to the point where they're like, yeah, they might wind up actually doing it because, of course, they have nothing else better to do. They're like, fuck it. We want this out. And it's going to suck because, of course, you know, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, this was supposed to be like our first, you know, major woman in the Marvel universe other than Ms. Marvel or somebody that's actually been in there since the beginning of the fucking like Avengers Initiative or whatever. To actually get her own final first movie or whatever, her final movie or whatever. That's what is kind of gonna, it's kind of sucking about it. Yeah, that's not gonna happen in theaters, or it might not happen, but we'll see.
I mean, I get all that, dude, but at the same time, like, I wouldn't feel comfortable going to a movie theater unless the seat was encased in that plastic shit. Because if you go to a store and these motherfuckers take their mask off. I can only imagine the idiots in the fucking theater taking their shit off.
Oh, no, I agree.
Yeah, no, I really want to see the Black Widow movie. I want it to succeed. I think it's a cool story. I think it's going to work. But yeah, mm-hmm. I'm so against them putting it on the theaters.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, but we'll see how Florence will do in this. So,
like, the other thing that came out this week was the Halloween news. John Carpenter talked about Halloween Kills. They put out this huge statement online. I think it might have been yesterday or Wednesday. We're recording on Friday. And he basically said, we're sorry we know the movie was supposed to come out this year and it's part of a trilogy, but we got to push everything back because of the way the world is, and we don't want nobody to die because they went to go see a movie. So yeah, they're pushing each movie back a year. Like, the sequel is supposed to come out this Halloween, it's coming out next Halloween, and then the third one's supposed to come out next year, and it's going to come out 2022. Not the end of the world.
That's not.
It's sad. Or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, but I forgot about Halloween. Because that trailer did look pretty cool. I guess
you gotta see the 2018 one, man. It's good.
Like, yeah, really. We gotta watch that. We gotta watch that. Like, I've been meaning to, but I keep getting you know, drawn away from it. Yeah. The next thing that I found this week that was kind of interesting. It's something that's, of course, it's not set in stone, but it is from like an insider or whatever. You know these rumors and shit that's out on the internets. But it's from a dude that's you know, he's said a bunch of shit that's kind of come to fruition. And basically saying that Miles Morales and Peter Parker, and that's not just regular Peter Parker, but like the Tobey Maguire Peter Parker, are supposed to be in a live-action Spider-Verse film. And it's basically going to be sending off the Tobey Maguire Peter Parker to basically transition into the Miles Morales Ultimate Spider-Man verse. And that should be pretty fucking cool if they do that right. And I'm kind of excited to see that. Like, I wouldn't mind seeing that at all. Because, of course, you know, the Miles Morales shit is something that, well, of course, we've only seen in an animated version right now. But seeing a live-action version of it would be pretty fucking cool. I'm excited to see that. But we'll see. We'll see how that works out. Because, of course, you know, time will tell. Because the only time, you know, that's all we got to do is just wait. Wait and see. So, yeah. The next thing, something that's really fucking cool. Of course, you know, I'm a fan of the Batwoman series on the CW. And we finally, after a few months of wondering what's going to happen, or some people wondering, like me, I was wondering, what's going to happen with with them recasting Kate Kane after, you know, what's her face bounced. She's like, fuck it, I'm out. They finally announced this week that they have a new lady to join the cast. Pretty fucking cool. They decided on Javicia Leslie, and she's been in a few things. She hasn't been in a bunch. She's been in a show called God Friended Me, which I don't remember.
Which got canceled.
Yeah.
You're not helping right now.
Yeah, she's been in a few other things as well, but like one thing that kind of like stood out for me is that the fact that like she's a very physical actress or whatever. She's practiced Muay Thai. She also practices boxing and stuff as well. So those two things will help her in her role as, you know, Batwoman and shit. It's gonna be kind of interesting. One thing that she mentioned was that she's extremely proud to be the first Black actress to play the iconic role of Batwoman on the televisions. And as a bisexual woman, I am honored to join this groundbreaking show, which has been such a trailblazer for the LGBTQ plus community. Those were, yeah. So I'm like, she's excited for it. And I'm excited for her because, of course, you know, this is something that we of course, you know, some people were very upset about, you know, Ruby Rose being Batwoman, and then she left, and so everybody's okay, cool, the show got canceled. And then they're like, no, we're not canceling. We're just gonna do something else.
Technically, they went up. Wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we really have to cancel it?
Yeah.
I mean, I just like a couple things about her. One, she's got a track record of actually being in good stuff. and she actually knows how to fight, which is really, really important. I had issues with Ruby Rose more so because she can't act, and I think the whole casting of her was like a stunt cat. What do you call it? Is this stunt casting? I don't mean like stunt person. I mean like
pretty much, yeah.
They
yeah,
got her. Much. They got her for who she is, and I'm like, that's great, cool, but she can't act.
Yeah, it was more for like a name. It
she
was
doesn't just, talk. She doesn't talk in John Wick 2, right? Number one, that's a huge sign for you. Number two, apparently she clashed a lot with the people on the Batwoman show, which is like that's really biting the hand that feeds you. After she quit, I looked into it because I was like, all right, let me see what happened. And yeah, apparently she had trouble doing some of the stunts. It's a very physical role. She had problems with that. She had problems with the crew, some of the cast. If you just Google it, you can see what I'm talking about. I didn't even have to like look hard and I saw this stuff. The Batwoman show has a lot of potential. It could be fucking awesome. But yeah, like the bits and pieces that I saw, which you didn't really like wow me. I'm going to check it out, though, because it's on the HBO Max. And I'm definitely going to give this new Batwoman a chance. Her physicality just really works for me. I love the fact that she took Muay Thai and boxing, I think it was. That's going to add a lot to her physicality and the roles and stuff. And I hope she has a lot of success in the show. I hope the show works for her.
I agree. You know, it's funny how you mentioned Ruby Rose. I was thinking about, what was it? The Triple X movie that she was in.
Oh yeah,
I never seen any of those movies.
When I went, her character, whatever, was like hit or miss with me. Like I was just like, okay, she's an attractive lady, whatever. You know, all right. And then, like how you said, her acting, not the best.
Yeah, no, she's not the greatest of actresses. She's just good on the eyes. But as far as acting wise, it's not really like, oh yeah, she's a great actor. No.
Like everything she's been in, dude. Like I'm thinking about it now. Like what? Orange is the New Black. The Pitch Perfect movie, which is the worst Pitch Perfect one, the third one.
She was also in the last Underworld, I think it was.
She was? All right. I gotta look into that. But yeah, like I mean, I'm not shitting on her. I'm shitting on her acting ability. Don't take it the wrong way. Like, she just can't act. Like, if she got acting lessons and actually, like, proved herself, cool. I don't think she paid her dues enough. I think she kind of got in for the modeling and her looks, which is great. But I think giving her Batwoman was a huge mistake.
Having her lead a show when she's barely led a movie or anything in general. Like, she was a huge part of fucking, I guess, the first couple seasons of Orange is the New Black. But she wasn't as
she was like in one season for like half of it. Like,
right, yeah. But yeah, it was kind of weird that they actually decided to give her a whole show on her own. But yeah, they did it. But we'll see what's gonna happen now with the new girl. Jessica. Yeah, that's right. That's it, right? I said it right. Yeah, no, Javisica.
Good luck pronouncing it. I can't.
Yeah.
I
was like, yes. The Pacific Rim. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So, Miss Leslie. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, we're excited to see what's gonna happen with you, and yeah. Then some other shit that kind of, in a way, it kind of broke the internet because, of course, the Netflix put out a teaser, basically teaser concept art for the live action Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Fingers crossed. Nothing like Shyamalan. Nothing like Shyamalan.
Right. Of course. Yeah. It doesn't seem to be anything like Shyamalan because, of course, it's actually done by the original creators of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, dude, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but there's a TikTok video, right, of it's a guy, and I think it's like his nephew or something, watching. He's like, oh, I love The Last Airbender. And you see the guy smile, and when he turns, it's the kid watching the movie. My favorite character is Aang. That's not how you say it. I love how the fights are slow. And how it's not funny. And, you know, the guy's just freaking out because he's just like, you're taking away everything that was beloved from, you know, from the series. And I was just like, oh, man. And I remember that I saw this movie twice. The reason why was the first time I saw it was in a packed theater. So my seat was in the front and I'm watching it like this, you know, looking straight up on the screen for almost two hours. So I thought maybe that was the reason why I didn't enjoy it. And then when I finally did get to watch it again from regular seats, I still didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's kind of the way I was with the others. I can give a fuck less about that movie. It just really like, yeah, whatever. Fuck the others. But yeah. yeah, like this is actually gonna be pretty cool. Like, I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with the Last Airbender, of course, because, you know, it's a show that's been loved for fucking ages already. And to see a new take on a live action version of it, it's gonna be pretty fucking cool. It's gonna be pretty dope to see what they're gonna do with it. And then I also heard that, like, Rufio, of course, that played one of the dudes or whatever, one of the fire dudes or whatever, I forget his name.
Zuko? He played,
yeah.
Zuko.
Yeah. He was in talks, or he was talking to the dudes for this one, for the live action, to possibly play him in it. So that would be kind of cool if he did that.
Well, what I'm thinking about is that, you know, maybe, but he's kind of up there in age now.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I mean, like, the only thing is, people will probably be happy. He's like, man, he's the voice actor, so at least he sounds like him.
Yeah. But they could bring him in as somebody else in there, so why not?
Oh, please. Like, I hope it's not like, well, since you can't play Zuko, you want to play Uncle Iroh? Fuck it, I'll do it. No!
Why not? Fuck it, you know? It'd be kind of cool.
Oh, you're so optimistic.
Yeah,
I'm going back to the old joke. I'm gonna call you Optimistic Prime.
That's fine. That's fine with me.
So roll out with that bullshit, dude.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, but I'm excited for it. I want to see it.
There is so much potential for it, though. Like, you know, it's I mean, the whole thing is this. You have a new generation now watching it, you know, because of the power of the Netflix, as you say, mm-hmm. right? And because of which, people that never saw it in its first initial run can now understand why that it's such a, you know, like, why beloved it's so by good. A lot. Yeah, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great series.
Yeah, it is.
I just feel kind of bad that, you know, the series following it, The Legend of Korra, it wasn't bad, but they lost faith. They lost faith in it, like, hard by, like, I think it was like book three. Like, you know, they weren't even showing it on Nick at that point.
The Legend of Korra stuff, I haven't watched it at all, but from what I've heard, yeah, it's pretty much hot garbage.
Dude, what? they gave up on it really hard, but, like, you know, like, I think it was like I said, by the third book or whatever of that series, mm-hmm. that they weren't even showing it on Nick anymore. They were showing it on the website.
Really?
Yeah, like they stopped showing it on TV. It was just on exclusive to Nick.com or the app or something. Like, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something like that.
That's sad.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's very sad. The next thing that came out, of course, you know. Well, there's a lot of cool shit coming to HBO Max, because HBO Max is like the new place for all the cool shit. And we just got news this week that, of course, we know that The Batman is coming in the next couple of years. And they got greenlit for a Batman spinoff coming to HBO Max, which should be based on Gotham Central PD, and that's gonna be pretty fucking cool. That should be pretty cool. Of course, we had Gotham before, but
and that show was good too.
No, it wasn't.
Really? I really enjoyed it. I like the different take on it. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoyed it that's too. What I liked about it. It was like, your beloved characters, well, they're not exactly how they are, but
what I told Renee was that, like, that show Gotham was like the Batman 76 version of like a Gotham or you know,
and
another
I Batman said, show. Bite your tongue and fingers for even texting that to me. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Did you watch it in its entirety at least, Renee?
I watched the first season. I remember watching the first season, and the first season was okay because that first season was okay because I didn't realize how fucking stupid it was going to get after that first season. If you're going to have a show about Gotham, cool. But if you're going to have a show about Gotham with supervillains and no Batman, that's like a waste of a show. I know they brought Batman in later, but whatever, fuck that. I think that show, oh my God, like there's certain shows that comic book lovers love and they watch just because they're a comic book show. That and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. never understand that shit. I had arguments with my ex who used to watch that piece of shit show.
Is that the reason why she's your ex?
Well, among one, but don't date cosplayers ever.
what a great PSA.
Yeah, seriously, don't date cosplayers. Those two shows are examples of wasted opportunities from both properties. I think Gotham could have been a really good show if they had kept the vibe from the first season where it was like, something's about to happen, but it's not going to happen. And then later on, they were like, we're going to make things happen. And it just didn't feel right to me. My Chicago idiot roommates love a lot of stuff, right? There's certain shows I will not watch because of that. Lock and Key, Gotham, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and some other horror bullshit. And then there's some stuff that I ended up watching and I really liked. But other than that, I'm like, ugh. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I just can't get into. But the Batman show spinning off of the new movie has a lot of potential to me because it's going to be HBO Max. If it was going to be on regular TV, I would have been like, another Gotham. But it's HBO Max, and the people behind it have a proven track record of making some really good stuff.
It's also like going to be done by the dude from Boardwalk Empire.
Which is amazing. If you've never seen that show, watch that shit from beginning to end. It's so good.
I was going to say, joking around, do you say that HBO puts a lot of amazing stuff? I was like, dude, you can't count the last season of Game of Thrones. I'm just saying.
I love that shit. I'll fucking argue anybody. Fuck the haters. I don't get that shit. You got five fucking movies in one season, and these motherfuckers, these ungrateful fucking entertained people.
Dude.
No, why? Like,
I can tell you right now, dude.
What the fuck did they expect was going to happen?
This is my take on it. I enjoyed the series as a whole, but the last season felt rushed. Like, they felt like they were just trying to get it out the way. That's what it felt like to me.
Okay, I agree. I think that last season was rushed, but what we got was dope. I just watched the last night again, the one with the fight scene at night, and it was fucking amazing. I think it's hilarious that people name their kids after people in the show, and then they got pissed because of what happened in the show. Like, they're not yours. They belong to someone else. That's a property of something else. But that's a whole other thing. There's certain shows that people have like a real weird connection to because of the social media aspect of it, and people really need to stop that. Like, no one's making a show for Renee. No one's making a show for Steve. No one's making a show for Alex.
You're making
a show. And I think a lot of the stuff that we're into. No, it wasn't, man. She lost them.
Yo, Tara now get like 20 million coupons. She said it was garbage.
And I disagree. I'll argue.
No, anyway. No, I'm not saying
it was hilarious. I thought it was fucking hilarious that people love the show until stuff happened to characters that they didn't want to happen. And I'm like, duh. Like, have you not been paying attention to the series? Like, she was destined to do this. He was destined to be this. It's there from the first fucking season. But whatever. That's me fucking ranting. This is me sober too. It's fucking hilarious.
Dude, but like I'll get into it like this. All right. So I just started watching it. Like, I didn't want to give it a chance because I'm one of those dudes that when like so many people keep telling you, you got to watch it, you got to watch it, you got to watch it. Fuck that. I'm not going to watch it. But then they convinced the missus to watch it, and I started watching it with her. Now, I was on certain episodes where I kind of missed, but for years of watching TV, I already kind of knew what happened because, you know, when you watch a lot of TV, you can kind of fill up the, fill in the blanks and you already know. So yeah, I will say this though. The Red Wedding is still one of the best scenes ever.
Yeah.
Really right. Is. The
that battle with the dead. Come on, man. That was fucking awesome. That was mm-hmm. so fucking cool. Waited 6 years to see that shit, man.
Yeah, it was super.
I know. Look, I'm gonna say this about Game of Thrones before we go and go back to Batman, but it's kind of the same kind of thing. The show, I don't know, man. I think the reaction to it was so visceral. It was too much. It's too much. And this is me saying this shit, right? The guy who freaks out on everything. I think the reaction to the Game of Thrones last season was way too fucking visceral. I was like, are y'all kidding me? Like, we've seen all this shit happen for 7 years, and you think they're gonna fucking happily ever after? Nobody has a happy ending in that show. But yeah, no, I thought people were fucking bugging the fuck out. We got like an hour.
Well,
and a half
technically Tyrion did because he always had the hookers.
Yeah, but I still think Game of Thrones was the best thing HBO has done so far, and I think the series was great from start to finish. I have no problem with it. Kills me.
I see your point.
Boardwalk Empire and Sopranos, and nobody freaked out about that shit as badly as they did for Game of Thrones. And I think those endings were worse.
Dude, one of my favorite things from HBO. I think I know Steve knows this about me, but one of my favorite things from HBO to this day will always be Oz.
Oh, and then that kind of fell off a little bit near the end too.
Everything led up to it anyway. But it was still impactful.
There's way too much cornholing on that show for my taste. Sorry.
Oh, dude.
I tried watching it, dude. Maybe dude. Up, I just couldn't get over it. I know way too many people that
want to say no. Like, dude, no. I'm just saying no. No, I'm just saying that it, dude, it is intense, but it was right. A great series. And I watched it like kind of after the fact. You know what I mean? Like, I got into it, like, I want to say between season 3 and 4. So playing catch up with that was fun.
Yeah, the cast is great too. Like everybody was in that. Like ended up.
Dude, the cast went into fucking everything else.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Literally everything. They were all over the place from that show, but yeah, like I'm excited for the Batman series. Let's see how that's gonna come out on the HBO Max.
Oh, dude, just to hear Batman at least one time say fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're gonna have that. Didn't you say shit in one of the movies and people freaked out?
Who are you? I'm the fucking Batman.
I mean, if it's as good as Doom Patrol or Titans, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing; it has to be that good. The shows that they keep putting out have to be that. No, I'm serious. Like, if they want to keep this momentum going, man, the bar has been raised. Like between Titans, Doom Patrol. And whatever Disney puts out, Mandalorian, whatever Marvel show they end up putting out first, the bar is really high now. So you have to come with some really good stuff.
Correct.
Come correct or don't come at all. Mm-hmm. I'm really psyched for this. Like when Steve told me it was HBO Max, I'm like, okay, I'm in. Like I don't want another Gotham. I want Gotham Central, which is a great book if you never read it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want that. I don't want Gotham again.
Yeah, so it's I'm kind of excited to see what's going to happen with this because, of course, you know, I'm a huge Batman fan, so why not see something that's come within the, you know, the whole Batman universe and just play with it and do good with it. Because, of course, you know, I want to see something good out of it. And I'm going to say this now. I'm gonna actually sit down and watch the last season of Game of Thrones. I still haven't watched it.
Yeah, I'll watch it with you. It's fucking awesome.
By that, he means he's going to hold you. Keep watching.
Dude, it's good. Like, I watched it pretty recently. I think maybe last fall. Okay. And then, like I said, while I was playing the Switch, I kind of put random stuff on to kind of like be on in the background. And I still think it's really good. I think that episode with the zombie battle is probably one of their best ones, like hands down. And
the episode where it was dark for majority, that the one you're talking about?
Don't get me started on that shit too. But that it looked fine on my TV. So that episode.
No, it was okay, and it added to the atmosphere of the whole fight. Because you're supposed to experience it like how they are.
Yeah, that was the whole point. I didn't get why people were bitching. I'm like, yo, like I'm blind and I had a good time watching it. Like Steve's like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? When you say it, you'll know what I mean.
I think I see why. Well, Walker is.
That episode and the second to last episode, I think, were probably tied for the best Game of Thrones episodes ever.
Okay. Very cool, very cool.
Red Wedding!
Then the last thing that we got out this week, something that I was very excited over, because of course, you know, I'm a fan of the first season. I like the books as well, and I'm talking about Umbrella Academy. Finally got a season, a trailer for season 2, and it looks pretty fucking dope. I like the way I like what they're doing with it. Of course, you know, at the end of the first season, we see pretty much them saving the world, and what happens for the next season is that, you know, they wind up going back in time. So it looks pretty fucking cool.
Do they encounter Marty McFly? Please.
Marty McFly. Unfortunately.
Then I'm not gonna start watching it. Then fuck that.
No, but it looks pretty cool. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it. Of course, you know, the cast is back. Everybody from the original is back. But of course, this actually doesn't take place in like present time. It takes place in the 60s. So it's kind of it's a little bit of a different take. And kind of excited. Yeah, I'm excited to see what's gonna happen. Yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be cool.
I love how like you're really, really selling it with like, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
No, I like, listen, with everything going on or whatever, this is like a welcome thing that now you have, you know, new content coming out for a lot of different things. So at least hopefully whatever, it can distract you from everything in the world, and hopefully it stays true to the source. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't always stay true to the source, because the source, they do change it a bit, even though a lot of the writing for the show is done by the same writer.
Yeah.
So it does kind of stay true to it, but it also switches it up just a little bit, because of course, you know, you got to change shit up, you know.
Dude, you already know when it comes to translating something from comic to television, mm-hmm. that since it's a different medium, that it is done in a different way. That's the reason why, for like, you know, for example, when you translate a book into a movie, right? Like, you know, everyone's like, oh, they should have done it like the book. Yes, but because you have the power of imagination, mm-hmm. right, that you can do that. But if you need something visual, whatever, you have to go with the direction of the director and the people working on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, like we said, like, not everything that is a direct, you know, thing from whatever we've seen or whatever we've read is going to be the exact same way in something that's, you know, a totally different medium. So, yeah.
True.
I like what they did with the first season, so I'm very excited to see what they're gonna do for the second season. Yay! And that doesn't come out.
It looks like Renee wants to say something, but he's holding back.
No, he doesn't want to say anything.
Okay.
This comes out at the end of the month, so at the end of July 31st, I believe it is. Yeah. So that's pretty much. I guess that pretty much wraps it all up for this week. So make sure we go to innercitygeeks.net. We got a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we got this show. We have It's Poppin'. That'll be coming out soon. Comics with the World, Manga Time, Anime World. The Inner City Geeks webcomic. Good Games. Bright 2J Presents. Franny the Fangirl stuff. So much shit.
Turntable, first watch.
That's it, right? That's a lot of shit. Yeah. So make sure you go to
the ICGPW Slamcast.
Yeah, that one too. Yeah. Yeah. The wrestlings. ICGPW Slamcast. Blah, blah, blahs. Random writings. Whole bunch of shit. All there. Innercitygeeks.net. Go check all that shit out. Also on there, you can find some cool shit. If you'll scroll all the way down to the bottom, you got links to Amazon, where you get some first month free of Amazon Prime, because who doesn't like fucking free Amazon Prime? And you can click that, and if you want your first month of Amazon Prime, you do that, and you could get you watch fucking season one of The Boys just before season two comes out this week or whatever. Go do that, or whatever else is on Amazon Prime. There's tons of fucking awesome shit on there that you can watch. Do that. Then you could also actually click on the link that's next to that. That's for a So Sick Clothing Company, where you can buy some cool ass shirts and stuff, and you can actually get some Steam passes as well on there. And you type in Inner City Geeks for 10-15% off of your entire fucking purchase. And then another thing that we have on there is CBDMD. It's a place you can get some cool ass CBD shits. Non-psychoactive fucking hemp shit that'll make you feel all nice and stuff, and you know, help you with a whole bunch of other shit that you have that's going on with your systems and stuff, and bring you down from, you know, your craziness and shit.
Will it help me with my non-diagnosed glaucoma?
Possibly not, but you never know. Yeah, so go check out CBDMD. He's got a cool shit on there. And then the final place that you go to for your beardly needs, make sure you check out beardoctane.com. You get some cool beard oils and butters and balms and all the shits that, you know, you need to make sure your beard looks nice and fresh. It's nice and cool. And of course, you know, everybody loves an amazing beard. So yeah, make sure you get some cool shit for your beard. And then at checkout, you type in ICD-10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. Yay. And yeah, then you could find the show. You could find us on Stitcher Radio, on SoundCloud, on Google Podcast, and most importantly, you could find us on motherfucking Spotify. It's the most amazing place. Spotify's the shit, isn't it? You can find us on the socials as well. You can tell people that, yo, go check out these fuckers on the internet and shit. Find us on the Facey Space, so faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks, on the Instagram @innercitygeeks, on the Twitter @innercitygeeks, and where can we find you guys? Renee, where we find you, sir?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DarthBX, DarthBX, one word. Yeah.
Sweet. Alex, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram at Denied, D-I-N period, Y period, E-D.
Yes. And you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And that fucking wraps it up for this week. It was a short episode this week, but it's cool. It's cool. We can do short episodes from time to time. Doesn't have to be like almost Joe Rogan episodes. Yeah. So yeah. Say goodbyes, you guys.
Goodbye. Have a good one, guys. Be safe. Wear a mask.
Yeah.
It was like Renee was thinking, should I say goodbye now?
No, I'm looking at you like, go.
All right, fine. Until next time, folks.
Yeah, for a second, I thought you were having another lag issue over there.
Yeah, I'm looking at it like, oh.
Dude, yeah. Like I said, it like I was telling you before, you know, that it has gotten better, but it still has like little, like, you know, kinks here and there that I'm still trying to fix. I figured out what to do, and I'm still, you know, trying to see what's good.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, before we go, I'd like to bring some music to the show. And, this week it's another awesome band that I found out this week. This is a band that actually they changed their name from the band that I'm actually gonna be playing from. They originally were called Drown in Sulfur. That was their original name, but they've changed their name to Defaced. Because they had some issues with their drummer. Their drummer basically was like, fuck you guys, I'm going to take over and you guys can go suck a dick. Because that's what people do sometimes, right?
So, what, suck a dick?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. he basically was like, fuck you guys, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this band on my own. And they were like, okay, fine, whatever. So their new name is called Defaced, but the song that I'm gonna be playing is from their original band, which is gonna be Drown in Sulfur, and it's a fucking dope ass fucking song. It's a very deathcore, very not necessarily actually no, it's more like metalcore, but it's good shit. It's actually really heavy. It's really fun, and it's a great fucking song. So don't be a fucking dick. Always remember, the geeks shall inherit the earth.